Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. I'm here every Sunday night with the finest in jazz. And tonight we're going to have Jazz Unlimited in three parts. The first part will be our quieter side of jazz, the Keys and Strings Hour. Jazz Without Horns, we're going to be featuring Jay McShann and Kenny Clark and Elmo Hope and Herbie Nichols and Max Roach and Frank Butler, among others. Then we will hear an interview with Mark Myers, who is the author of a book called Why Jazz Happened. Very interesting book on the technology and the sociology of jazz. And then finally, we will hear new music in the third hour. So all of these are coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. Stay tuned. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the Keys and Strings Hour of Jazz Unlimited in our first hour. And we've got Elmo Hope and Herbie Nichols. And we'll also be hearing Eddie Luis, the organ player, along with Kenny Clark, Max Roach, and Frank Butler. So please stay tuned. We're going to start with All of Me, with Ralph Sutton on piano, Jay McShann on piano and vocal, Milt Hinton bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. And it was recorded in 1979. Thank you.
goodbye. Leave me with the eyes that cry. Oh, how can I go on dear without you? Now you took the part that was my heart. Yeah, now why not be all of me? Yeah, why not take all of me?
You're listening to Jazz Unlimited's Keys and Strings Hour. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight. And this is The Quieter Side of Jazz, Jazz Without Horns. We heard All of Me with Jay McShann on piano and vocal, Ralph Sutton on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums, 1979 recording. And by the way, this is a group known as the Last of the Whorehouse Piano Players. If you ever see any of these and they're not part of your collection, check them out. They're a lot of fun. We've got more Jay McShann. We've got the Modern Jazz Quartet. And three drummers featured this hour: Kenny Clark, Frank Butler, and Max Roach. We've got one now with Kenny Clark on drums. This is a European organist by the name of Eddie Luis, and he has something different in how he plays. The tune is an old bebop standard, Hot House, and Luis, as I said, is on organ. Renee Thomas, a very good guitarist, and Kenny Clark is on drums, and it's a 1968 recording. It's on the Dreyfus label, called Eddie Luis Trio, right here on Jazz Unlimited. We'll be right back. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited. We heard Hot House, played by the Eddie Luis Trio, and Eddie Luis is on organ, Renee Thomas on guitar, and Kenny Clark on drums. It's a 1968 recording. We've got music from Max Roach and Frank Butler, and more Kenny Clark coming up. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear two featuring pianist Elmo Hope. Elmo was a contemporary of Monk and Bud Powell, but was different, very rich harmonically. Unfortunately, he didn't live a long life because of personal problems. The first one is a duo with Jimmy Bond on bass called Tranquility, and it was recorded in 1959. And then Elmo had a wife by the name of Bertha Hope, heck of a piano player, and they did a bunch of duets in 1961. And this is one called Blues Left and Right.
Thank you.
That was a set of two here on Jazz Unlimited featuring pianist Elmo Hope. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me on our feature, The Keys and Strings Hour. The first one was Tranquility, a duet between Elmo Hope on piano and Jimmy Bond on bass in 1959, and then Blues Left and Right with Elmo and his wife Bertha on duo pianos in 1961. We've got Stuff Smith and Max Roach and Herbie Nichols coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a set of three. The first one features Jay McShann in a trio with Gene Ramey on bass and Gus Johnson on drums. 1941 recording of Vine Street Boogie. Then we will hear One Bass Hit by the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1952. And that's Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And then we will hear another piano trio, Azure Blues by the Paul Moore Trio, with Jimmy Bond returning on bass and Frank Butler on drums. And don't forget that we will be hearing the interview with Mark Myers on his book, Why Jazz Happened, coming up in the second hour. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley. We heard a set of three here on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Vine Street Boogie, Jay McShann on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, Gus Johnson on drums, recorded in 1941. And then the Modern Jazz Quartet did one bass hit from 1952 with Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. And then finally, Azure Blues, Paul Moore on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Frank Butler on drums, 1961 recording. We've got the Mark Myers interview coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of three following the station break. First one is Jada, Steph Smith on violin, Carl Perkins on piano, Curtis Counts on bass, and Frank Butler on drums, recorded in 1957. Then A Quiet Place by Boom, Max Roach's nine-piece percussion ensemble, recorded in 1991. And then Cro-Magnon Nights with Herbie Nichols on piano, Al McKibben bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded in 1955. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that concludes the Keys and Strings Hour for February here on Jazz Unlimited. The set of three included Ja Da, done by violinist Stuff Smith with Frank Butler on drums from 1957, A Quiet Place, the Max Roach Mboom Percussion Ensemble from 1991, and Cro-Magnon Knights, the Herbie Nichols Trio, recorded in 1995. Please stay tuned for Mark Myers after the station break.